I'm joined by Kate, head coach Stuart McIntyre, after this afternoon's 2-0 win over Molesey. Stuart, it's been a while, but we finally turned chances into points, and it was a richly deserved 3 points today.
Yeah, it was a richly deserved 3 points. The players, you know, themselves, they deserve it, because they've gone through a lot. The last sort of 10 games has been tough on them, because some of them have played very well, and we've made individual mistakes that have cost us dearly. But today we got the little break, you know, the Gary Drewitt shot got a tiny deflection and it flies into the roof of the net. I've said it right through the whole season that goals turn games, and that was the turning point for us. The confidence went through the roof, and we at last got that second goal instead of 1-1. We get a 2-0, so makes a difference.
There was positives all over the park. Niall Connery, not just a great goal but a great debut all round.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Niall's a young lad. He scored goals in Wimbledon's reserves, and I spoke to Dave Anderson about him on two or three occasions, and Dave said that he had a lot of talent, but with the situation that Dave's in, you know, he's looking to get out of that league. He needs good players. Niall was a little bit down the pecking order, but I felt he was the right type for us. He holds the ball up well, he's got great touch, his awareness, and I think, you know, he'll kick on from today. Yeah, I think he'll continue to contribute throughout the rest of this season.
Gary Drewitt as well, he got the first goal. He seems to have fitted in well, a real positive addition to the squad.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a strange thing with Gary. He's been someone who I've worked with since he was 17, and he's a great talent. He's not just what he does on the ball, it's what he does off the ball. He's prepared to do the covering work, get the ball back, he'll put his head in, he'll tackle. He's an all-round real bonus to have at the football club, and hopefully with Gary, with Louis, Martin Lee, the quality's in there. Hopefully we'll just kick on from now and get a lot more positive results.
We kept a clean sheet today as well. It's only the third all season. How much of that is due to the defensive partnership of Jamie Jarvis and Julian Seals?
A big part. You know, not only what they do together, but how they work with Luke Garrard. You know, it's become a three there that are in touch with each other, they're communicating with each other, and it's quite amazing that just changing them, the side, you know, Jarvo's played a number of games on the left-hand side because his partner at whatever club he was at didn't want to play there, but he didn't look that it worked with Julian. We switched sides and suddenly they look like a great partnership. They both played very well last week at Dulwich as well. And I feel that more clean sheets are ahead.
You said a couple of weeks ago that you felt you had two games to turn it around. You said that in the local press, and we got narrowly beaten by the league leaders last week. We played really well today. Are you feeling a lot more positive about things?
Yeah, I mean, I'm naturally a very positive person, you know, but I always tell the truth. I always stand up to be counted. You cannot hide in football, whether you're a player, whether you're a manager. I believe you have to tell it as you see it, and I felt that if we had lost both of these games, that I would have to look at what the future really, really was. You know, I really believe that's the kind of thing, because the players are a good bunch of players, and you have to just be honest with yourself. You know, look in the mirror and believe that what you're doing is right, for not just for me but for the football club. And not only did we get two good performances, but we got a great win today. You know, I went under pressure, all the players under pressure, you know, four ex-Kingstonian players from recent times in the opposition, and we handled their threat throughout the whole game. Phil Ruggles is a good player, James Rose is a good threat. Maz, we know he can be ecstatic at times, but we kept them to a couple of shots from outside the box across the three players, so that is a huge testament to the quality of the defenders today.
I was going to say, you've personally taken quite a bit of stick over the last few weeks over the release of some of those players you mentioned there. Do you feel somewhat vindicated today?
I never look to be for vindication. I make the decisions based on players who I believe can take this football club forward. Not just the talent that they have, but their personality, their how they work with other players, their decisions to be honest with their teammates. And some things have not been honest this season, and I've had to put myself in a position of making decisions for the long term of the football club. There was always a gamble that somewhere along the line wouldn't necessarily work out for me. I think today we might just have got over that fence. But I've made decisions that have been probably decisions other people wouldn't have made. But I think today showed that maybe them going and the right players coming in, that's important. You never replace a player just for the sake of replacing them. I've replaced each person that's gone with what I believe to be a better player for the long term at Kingstonian Football Club. And I think that is something that anybody who knows football and watching can see today.
Julian said last week, I spoke to him after the Dulwich game, that some of those players we've talked about who have left, their attitude wasn't quite right. You can say that, you know, you can have all the talent in the world, but if your attitude's not there, that's not something you can coach.
Absolutely.
Do you agree with that?
100% agree with that. And we had the situation where, I won't swear, but we had players who would lose the ball, not react, have a teammate, get them to react, and they'd tell them to F off. And that is totally unacceptable. And we can't have players in any standard of football who don't want to work for each other. This is a team game for a reason. And I think today the players showed not just qualities, but qualities for each other. The work off the ball, the grafting, the tackling, putting themselves in positions where all game they're making a difference, not just when they're on the ball. And I think that's the difference between the players that played today, like Druitt, Lewington, like Jarvo, where people that we players that have gone, when they actually had the ball, their contribution could be ecstatic, could be fantastic. As soon as that ball was gone from their feet, their work rate was nil. I think that's the difference today.
Julian also said last week that the players were particularly up for this game because there was a few ex-K's players in the Molesey lineup. How easy is it going to be to motivate them again for, say, next week's game at Burgess Hill?
Well, you have to go game by game, but I think the boys together are getting themselves up for it. You know, it's not just what I'm saying anymore. It's what they're saying to get to each other. And you know, there's been stuff in the press this week about the dressing room not being with me. Well, there was a hell of a lot of effort put in today throughout the whole 90 minutes for a group of players that are supposedly not with me. So that's pleasing. As a manager, that is very, very pleasing, that you see your players going through the pain barrier.